African Equity Empowerment Investments and its CEO Khalid Abdullah yesterday laid a charge of attempted extortion against outspoken Signia CEO Magda Vidzicka. Abdullah claims that Vidzicka has made several approaches towards AEEI through email and SMS for her to buy back Signia shares that it and its associated companies, included Sikonjalo Investment Holdings and IO Technologies, own at a massive discount. Abdullah says their lawyers have advised that this is an attempt at extortion, and hence they've submitted email and SMS evidence to the police and filed a criminal complaint. Well, to respond to these allegations, I have Magda Vidzicka, CEO of Signia, on the line. Thanks very much for joining us, Magda. Have you at any point, have you at any point approached AEEI, Sikonjalo Investment Holdings, or even IO Technologies, and raised the idea of buying Signia shares from them at a lower than market value price?
Absolutely not. Look, I've approached them twice to purchase their shares. I do not wish to have AEEI as a shareholder. They own just over 1% of Signia. Given the controversy around AEEI, Khalid Abdul, who is Iqbal Serv's brother-in-law, and Iqbal Serv, independent media, the value destruction for the PIC that, you know, he's been involved in and continues to be involved in. I really do not wish Signia and what we stand for to be associated with characters of that nature. And, you know, I'm already involved in a defamation suit against him, so I'm already suing Iqbal and independent media. And I've approached them twice with a market-related offer to purchase the shares from them. And both times I've been rebuked by them, and that's where the matter stood until yesterday, when supposedly I was charged with extortion.
I have here, Magda, let me just read this to you. I have here a copy of what's purported to be a communication from yourself to AEEI's CEO, Khalid Abdullah, which states, Khalid, I would like to buy your Signia shares. We don't have a good relationship, and it will continue deteriorating. If we part company now, I will move on from IO Vunani Sikonjalo stories. It would be in both parties' in best interests. Once off offer. Magda, that's they say that's how you sign off. Does this particular communication in your mind exist? Did you ever make this communication?
Absolutely. You know, this is a complete negotiation of basically saying, I want to walk away from you people, you walk away from Signia, and I'm going, and he responds by asking me to suggest an offer. Okay. Which I then make.
Okay, so
which is just above market-related price at that point in time.
Okay, so you did send that communication, but they say that you had a caveat, and that was should they agree to buying their your shares or Signia shares, that you would stop writing negative stories about their associated companies. Is there any truth to that?
No. What I said is I will walk away from you, from AO, and from Sikonjalo. That is not equivalent to saying I'm going to stop writing negative stories, whatever they might read into the implication. The truth of the matter is that, you know, right now AO Technologies is involved in a whole lot of dealings, which involves, again, massive loss of value for the PIC. And this, you know, is a bit of a PR stunt and a distraction to try and stop me from investigating what is actually happening at AO and stop me from writing about AO going forward.
I know that you engaged the JSC about the AO listing, and you had a conversation with them and kind of laid down, not the law, but you laid down what you thought was the best way for them to proceed. Where have you arrived in terms of discussions with the JSC around that, or is just business as usual for them?
No, it isn't. Actually, they took it quite seriously, and what they've done is they've published a consultation paper, which they've issued to the industry, asking for how they could strengthen the listing requirements so that situations such as the listings of Oakbase or AO Technologies or Sagara Mansa and other Iqbal SERPs listing don't happen in future. So in fact, I think they have taken it quite seriously, and they are relooking at, you know, the way they list companies and what they expose South African investors to.
Just as a point of interest, Magda, in terms of the shares that AO and Sikonjalo Investment Holdings, etc. hold, when, at what point did they begin to invest in these shares? Was it at the pre-listing stage, or these are shares that they accumulated on the open market?
You know, I can't comment to all the various shares that they hold, but there isn't a lot of, you know, Signia has a very, very small float. So we've got about 11% of shares that are in circulation. So literally very few shares, you know, change hands. The AEI took a stake in Signia at listing. And at listing, we had a policy, you know, we were 21% oversubscribed. And in our prospectus, we had a policy of giving preference to any BE shareholders. Mm-hmm. And they qualified as a BE shareholder, and hence they got, you know, allocation on the basis of being a BE shareholder. And you kind of, you know, in these listings, you usually do a proportionate allocation of shares. So unfortunately, they did get an allocation of shares in the listing process. And then subsequently to that, you know, we had a rights offer where you issue more shares. And, you know, they took up their rights. So I can't, look, there's absolutely nothing I can do to force them to sell the shares back to me. But let's be very, very clear. I do not want them as shareholders. My board of directors doesn't want them as shareholders, even at this 1% level where they, you know. But for me to actually see characters of that nature appear on my shareholder register actually makes me feel physically sick.
Okay, now you've made that very clear, but we're running out of time. So where to next, Magda? They've laid criminal charges against you. You're suing them. Where to next? Where does it end?
Court of law. It ends in the court of law. And I think, you know, there will be some surprises and some fireworks to come, but it ends in a court of law.
All right.
I will let the law take its course.
All right, Magda, thank you very much for being willing to speak to us. That was Magda Vizitska. She's the CEO of Signia.